Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in Kamal, K-A-M-A-A-L, Gehring, G-E-R-R-I-N-G. Kamal Gehring is a 41-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-7-22, but at that time he fell through steps and his right leg jammed into the ground. Brady believes he injured his knee and hip and went to urgent care afterwards. Brady had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady did participate in physical therapy but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Brady has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Gehring alleged on 11-7-22, he was walking down patio stairs and fell through them, causing injury to the low back, comma, right hip, comma, and right knee. Paired medical records show he was seen at Inspira urgent care on 11-11-12, complaining of pain in the right lower back, hip, and kneecap. Paired on 11-7-22, he was walking downstairs and one of the steps broke, but his right leg fell through. Paired. He became symptomatic shortly thereafter. Paired. He was diagnosed with sprain of the right knee and strain of the lower back. Brady was placed on activity modifications and over-the-counter ibuprofen and topical lidocaine. Period. X-rays of the right knee and lumbosacral spine demonstrated no abnormalities. Period. He followed up here over the next few weeks. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph, MRI of the lumbar spine and right knee were both done on 1-16-23 to be inserted here. Period. He continued at Inspira through 12-23-22. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen on 2-7-23 at Virtual once again by Dr. Nocella, N-O-C-E-L-L-A, period. This was in reference to an injury sustained at work on 1-23-23, period. On that date, he tripped over a loose rug and fell, hurting his head, comma, neck, comma, back, comma, and left knee. Brady reported he blacked out for a few seconds and was later escorted to the nursing office and was given ice. Period. He then went to an urgent care center, but instead went to the emergency room. Brady had a CAT scan of the head that was normal. Brady had a CAT scan of the neck, showed degenerative changes, most pronounced at C6-7. Brady x-rays of the left knee were normal. Brady x-rays of the lumbar spine was negative for fracture with 5 non-rib weight-bearing lumbar vertebral bodies. Brady had been out of work since the injury. Brady also ascertained a history of herniated neck disc from a work altercation in 2019, for which he went to physical therapy for a long time and was out of work for about a year. Brady, he also had been in a motor vehicle accident in the past and saw a chiropractor for his lower back, after which his symptoms resolved. Brady also underwent left knee meniscus surgery in 2018. Period. On the current visit, he requested to return back to full duty, but agreed to be evaluated by neurology. Period. He followed up to, on 2-28-23. Period is going to continue therapy. Period. There was no documentation that he saw a neurologist or had corresponding testing. Period. Additional records show he, in fact, was seen at Jefferson Health Emergency Room on 9-12-23. Period. He was given instructions to, after a scratch, he was involved in a motor vehicle accident and injured his neck and back. Perry was diagnosed with strains of the cervical spine, common right hip sprain, common right shoulder sprain, and acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica. Perry did undergo CAT scan of the cervical spine, common x-rays of the right femur, common lumbar spine, common pelvis, common right shoulder, common and thoracic spine. Period. He was treated and released with discharge instructions, taking cyclobenzaprine and lidocaine. Period. He was to follow up with neurology and orthopedic surgery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he does confirm he sustained a left shoulder injury in 2018. Period. Although spinal fusion was offered at one point, he declined it. Period. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. There were other irregular scars bilaterally that he attributed to playing football as a youngster. Most of the right hip was full without crepitus, but external rotation elicited tenderness. Motion of the left hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella, bilaterally, and 2 plus at the Achilles. Thrust of that is normal, spine cervical, with limited volitional effort and non-reproducibility. Flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 45 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 75 degrees, with left side bending 40 degrees. Perity was full on the right to 45 degrees. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 20 degrees, complaining of low back tenderness. Perity sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 30 degrees, complaining of low back pain and discontinuing that motion. Perity bilateral side bending was to 20 degrees. Period extension and bilateral rotation were full. Period his effort during range of motion testing was volitionally limited. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees elicited right side and hip pain. Period on the left at 75 degrees elicited low back pain. Period no radicular complaints were elicited with either maneuver. Period impressions. On 11-7-22, Kamal Gehring stepped through broken stairs and his right leg fell through. Period, he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 11-11-22. Period, x-rays, lumbar spine and right knee were unrevealing. Period. He was initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic. Period. He had a lumbar MRI and right knee MRI and 116-23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up through 228-23. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Gehring was then involved in another injury on 123-23. Period. He allegedly tripped over a loose rug and fell, hurting his head, neck, back, and left knee. Period. He had a CAT scan of the neck that showed degenerative changes, but plain x-rays were normal. Period. They ascertained a history of prior herniated disc in 2019 and prior left meniscal surgery in 2018. Period. He had an appointment on 27-23 and confirmed he was going to see a neurologist for a headache. Period. This was reiterated on 228-23, but does not appear to have been accomplished. Period. On 316-23, he followed up with Premier Orthopedics. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and had done adequate therapy for the objective findings. Period. He was supposed to do work strengthening, but it was unclear whether this happened. Period. He was discharged to full duty. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also then claimed an injury, another injury, in 2023. Gerd, as you know, Mr. Gehring has alleged a series of work-related injuries over the years. Period. When I saw him on 3/2/14, it was relative to an injury of 4/18/12. But at that time, I also learned of other claimed injuries. Period. New paragraph of current examination found him to be obese. Period. Had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. Had full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hips and knees were negative. Period. Had non-reproducibly decreased range of motion about the cervical and the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the low back, comma, right hip, comma, or right knee. But this is particularly the case relative to the incident of 11/7/22. Period. And that is the end.